John Beal, 1-800 New Roof.
St. Louis is our home. It's in our history and in our name. We have always served the people of St. Louis, and we always will, because our hearts are here, and yours are too. We are the people of St. Louis University Hospital, and this is our city. And we will always be here to heal hearts, because you are special, and we are specialists. St. Louis University Hospital. For more, visit sluspecialists.com.
You have to get your grass ready for spring, right? That's where DynaGreen comes in. Check your local lawn and garden dealer and get the Crabgrass Preventer. Controls crabgrass, annual grasses, and broadleaf weeds for up to 5 months and rapidly thickens your lawn. How would you like to have the best lawn on the block? DynaGreen and DynaGreenInfo.com. Designed for the region, designed for the climate, designed for you, the homeowner. Ask your local lawn and garden dealer, DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com. DynaGreen can be found at Sappington Garden Center.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep.
I'm harmonizing.
Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear that a pitter pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the brain. But I'm not afraid. This rover
I pulled my own finger.
Frost over. If I never had a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you.
Every once in a while, I like to fantasize that I can sing. I think everybody does that, usually in the shower, the bathroom. One of the great scenes in that Backstreet Boys documentary I told you I watched was them rehearsing in a, it was a shower, like a tile shower stall. It was a big shower, and they were singing in there because it gave them a little reverb and that you don't get in a, you know, regular room. With us is a man who knows a lot about that because he's a musician and a bass player. Let's welcome, shall we, Dan Strauss.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone.
Never do introductions at the beginning of the show.
No.
Every once in a while, I like to shake things up and do that. Also in the room, direct from Shrewsbury, Missouri. Now, you don't live there now, do you?
No. Princeton Heights now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Princeton Heights?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
I guess it's been about...
Before Archie.
6-7 months, maybe.
Wow. I'm out of the... Well, okay, from Princeton... Where's Princeton Heights?
It's right next to St. Louis Hills. It's Gravois-Hampton area.
From Princeton Heights, Missouri, he's a control board operator. He's a bowler. Almost good enough, or maybe good enough to be professional, but chose another direction in life. He looked at professional bowling and said, no, there's no money there. I'm going into the radio business.
Yeah.
And he's with us today. Eon the Peon, everybody.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, everyone.
And then there's me, no introduction needed. I don't even have one. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. It is the 12th of March. You probably know that unless you woke up just in the last half hour and you were really drunk and you've been drunk for a couple of days and didn't know what date it was. Huh. Like everybody knows what time it is. We don't give the time anymore. We used to. All radio people used to say, well, now they'd say 17 after the hour. I always hated that after the hour. You know why they did that? Different time zones. Because if you're syndicated and somebody's listening in time zone that's 2 hours away, you can't say it's 3:17. So 17 after the hour.
Yeah.
That's what they do. So it is the 12th. We're going to the Berg segment. We're also going to talk about something else that I never talk about and don't know much about, but I learned a lot about it the last couple hours because I dug up a bunch of stuff. What they say is the biggest boxing match ever in the history of boxing is coming up May 2nd. Did anybody see part of the press conference yesterday?
No.
This is the biggest, richest fight in the history of boxing. $500 million.
Good grief.
Yeah, this has been a long time coming.
Well, it's been 5 years in the making, and there were lots of reasons it never happened. Part of the reasons were the two fighters involved. Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather are going to face off at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas on May 2nd. It is now official, and I have a bunch of stuff about this fight. I have pieces of the contract that they finally agreed on, and you can... I mean, it's all down here to what the gloves weigh, what brand the gloves will be, who use what gloves and why. And the money, you know, they say that it's a 60-40 split of the purse. Mayweather gets 60, Pacquiao gets 40, and they say that Floyd Mayweather will make at least $120 million for this one night, and probably more like $150 million. Oh. Pacquiao will make anywhere from $80 to $120. Now, I got to tell you something. I know that athletes and celebrities make millions of dollars, and there are different ways you can do that. You can play an instrument for years and years and play a lot of dives and work and study and hope and knock on doors. And finally, when you do make it, to make that kind of money, you got to do a bunch of concert dates. You got to sell a lot of records. Here, these guys, granted, a lot of work went into this as well. A lot of training. A lot of fighting for nothing.
Why does one get so much more than the other?
Well, because of, I believe, they're fighting records and standing in the boxing community. Floyd Mayweather has I have to pull the numbers. I'm guessing and trying to remember it, what I read, but I do have it in front of me. We'll get to it later. But he has a 47-0 record in pro boxing. I mean, and half of those are knockouts. Pacquiao's record is almost as impressive, and I think all this is based on stats, numbers, records, standing in the boxing world. So it's a 60-40 split. They have agreed to. And here's the other thing. Yesterday, I watched the press conference after the fact because immediately it was online, and I watched it. It was long, and a lot of it, nobody, who cares? It was a whole head table of people. And, you know, one was the head of something-something sports enterprises, and we're so glad we're able to put this deal together with the Triangular Group and the APA Productions and Showtime and HBO and all, and blah, 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 blah. And then finally, each boxer spoke. But when I saw this, I thought it was a joke. And then when I watched the press conference, I realized one of the promoters got up and said, this event will take place at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we know there's a tremendous amount of interest in attending this fight. And because of that interest and because of the limited blah, 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 he announced the ticket prices. Now, keep in mind this is per ticket, not a couple. And I think they're sold. I think they're gone. They start at $1,500 and go to $7,500.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah, every celebrity that is into boxing will be front row.
Every chic match, from overseas, every celebrity, every Jerry Weinstein, Harvey Weinstein, Jerry Weintraub, Harvey Weinstein, every producer, all the people with huge money. And not only did they immediately say, I'll take six tickets or I'll take three, it was already done. I mean, you know, because this thing's been in the works for a while, and you know there's a massive roster of A-list people that they have already guaranteed, yeah, when it comes down and the paper's signed, before the ink's dry, you can bet you've got tickets. So the average person, first of all, can't afford to go anyway. So that's not even an issue. Say, well, regular people can't go because the tickets all got gobbled up. Well, you couldn't go anyway. Look, if you and your wife wanted to go and get the best seats, that's $15,000. For two people.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't even address the pay-per-view. They said if you want to watch this on pay-per-view, it's $90.
Oh.
It's $90. You going to watch it?
No, I'm not into boxing.
I will tell you that I would like to watch it. I don't care about boxing, but this is, if you hype anything enough, and you tell the world it's great and it's the biggest thing ever, then that's what we believe.
Well, you know Mike Evans will watch.
Oh, absolutely. He
loves boxing.
Yes.
And I can't name you six boxers who are boxing today. I know who these guys are. But I think there's a genius to marketing and to promotion. And there are certain people who can tell the world this right here in front of me, this product, this person, this event, is the greatest thing in the history of whatever this is. And that causes it to be that. You know, Colonel Parker, Tom Parker, Elvis's manager, I'll never forget reading it was like a biography on Parker, and some guy spent as much time as Parker would allow him to spend. Parker was a weird guy. But he told him in the when he was being interviewed for the book, he said, the way that he made Elvis Presley famous really started when Elvis was performing on a flatbed truck. And Dan, you've seen that old footage of Elvis. And
oh, yeah.
It's like a parking lot or something.
Yeah.
And he's standing on a flatbed truck, and there's a couple of musicians and amps and stuff plugged in. And they're honestly in a parking lot somewhere. And he said, I took a whole stack of $1 bills, 300, in fact, and I handed them to 300 girls in the area, just every girl I saw. Here's a buck. All you have to do for it is go and just for a few minutes stand and scream at this guy singing. And so they did, because this is the 50s, so, you know, a dollar is like a $20 bill. So they all go and they gather around and they start screaming when Elvis is singing. And then other girls see those girls screaming. So they come over wondering what's the big deal, and they start screaming. And there's footage of black and white footage of Elvis with a bunch of girls screaming. Parker paid the original group to scream. That's brilliant to me.
Yeah.
Because when people think other people think something is great, then they themselves believe it's great. They join right in. You know, if enough people tell you that a particular restaurant is fantastic or that anything is fantastic, you're kind of reluctant to go against everybody else. You go, no, that's not that great. So most people just, you know, go along. I think a lot of people, I'll give you my example. Here's the king of marketing, and the Oscar, the Academy Award in marketing, goes to Rolex. Rolex, for years, has done a tremendous job of establishing that brand as the absolute ultimate watch. When you've made it, you get a Rolex. And they've done a great job. That's what people think. And my opinion is, it's an overpriced watch. It's a piece of jewelry. There are better watches. And by the way, if you really start learning about watches, there are 400 or 500 brands of very expensive watches that are mechanical watches made in Sweden by some artists, I mean craftsmen, that are as good or better than a Rolex. Rolex was just the first to step up and go, hey, we're the greatest. And Muhammad, look, since Muhammad Ali, I don't think you have seen anything like what's coming in about 8 weeks. It's going to be a big deal. And a lot of people are going to make a lot of money, and a lot of people are going to spend a lot of money. So I have some stuff on that. Let's do this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
I'd like to introduce Eon the Peon from, where is it, Pacific Heights?
Princeton Heights.
Pacific Heights is a movie with Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
From Princeton
Great
Heights.
Great movie, too.
Yeah, you don't want to move there. From Princeton Heights, here's Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I just stumbled across this, and it kind of hits close to home, because I don't know if all three of us did this in Mexico, but I know at least Dan and I did. A woman was just killed by a humpback whale on a boat in
really?
Cabo San Lucas. Yeah. It breached into the water, came onto the boat, and she's dead now. So
wow. You
well,
know what?
It's a whale.
I asked about
and
that.
And I didn't even think about that, really, when we did it. It didn't even cross my mind that that could happen.
That's the only reason I almost didn't do that, because I asked several different people. I said, if a whale comes up and knocks the boat over, What the heck do you do?
And why does that not happen more often?
Yeah, I've never heard this.
If I were a whale, in fact, if I were a whale and I looked up, I thought I'm going to knock that boat over.
Well, it says here in the article that most of the time they try to stay away from, you know, motors and things like that. They, you know, because it's just.
And somebody actually told me that's never really happened. That's never happened.
Well, it has now.
Yeah.
Wow.
And no, I didn't do it. I went whale watching one time ever. And it was on one of these trips, and my wife and I went. And as soon as it was over, I said, I'll never do that again. Because it's one of those things that once you've seen it,
you've seen it.
You know, the blowhole.
Yeah.
And then, whoa, it's like fireworks. Now he goes, whoa.
Now, the boat that I was in the boat with your wife, Frank, and it's a little Zodiac boat. And you sit on these things. They're like a saddle. And you just take, that's the fastest I've ever gone on a boat. And
really?
We had two whales right next to our boat rolling with us. And they breached the water and everything. It was really, really cool.
Now, that's the one she went on that I didn't go on with you. Because yeah. she'll do, she loves to do stuff. Well, sure, whale watching, I'll go. She won't go fishing, but she'll go whale watching.
But I almost didn't go because I thought.
You worry about it.
So how did this woman die? She drowned? The thing didn't eat her or something?
No, just from injuries from it landing on her.
No, they can't eat. They're not man-eating.
No, I don't think, yeah.
They
I don't
eat
think
plankton.
Well, how did the one swallow Jonah?
Oh. Yeah, was it a humpback? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what kind of whale that was. Next thing I have, I saw this is pretty neat. Will Ferrell today, he's at spring training, and for a project he's going to do with Funny or Die and the HBO, he was going to play 10 positions today for 10 different teams, 10 different major league teams. He's already done a couple. He was going to do 5 different games. He would go on one team, play one position, and then switch uniforms and go on the other team and play another position. They're filming this all, and it's to raise money for cancer, some cancer charity. But I thought that was pretty neat.
I want to not like Will Ferrell. My wife can't stand him, but I can't because every time I think, I don't like that guy, he does something really funny.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, he does a lot of stuff that's not funny.
Some of his stuff is irritating to me.
Here's the genius of Will Ferrell. He does so much that there's going to be enough of it that's funny that you're gonna know who he is. He's going to make sure you know who he is.
Yeah. So, so that's anybody out there that wants to watch some spring training games today, you may see Will Ferrell on the field.
How old is he?
I want to say probably mid-40s.
Okay. I'd say 47 or something. 47. Okay.
Nailed it. Next thing I have, I saw this woman, where's the state here? Maine. She operates a bed and breakfast, and she is getting ready to sell it, but she's making a contest out of it, and anybody can enter. It's $125 to enter, and it's a 200-word or less essay. And the best essay she is going to hand over the bed and breakfast to. And that's ironically how she acquired the bed and breakfast. Let's see, how long ago? She's had it for, I want to say, 15 years or whatever. And the last person that sold it did the same thing. So
she intends to get enough people to enter.
Yeah, she's hoping to receive about 7,500 entries, which would be about $900,000.
More than she'd probably get if she put it on the market. She's going to make more money this way.
Yes, I would guess so. So
if it weren't in Maine, I'd say let's all go in and write something and try to get this thing. I don't want to go to Maine. It's too cold.
So if anybody wants to enter, just go ahead and Google that, and you can maybe be the owner of a new bed and breakfast. And last thing I had, last night I was laying down in bed exhausted from bowling and, of course, work. You know, Angela was just home with the kid all day, so she was still had a lot of energy. She was doing laundry or whatever. So she comes upstairs, and she says, "Don't freak out. I need you to come in the basement." And, of course, what's the first thing you do when somebody says, "Don't freak out"? You start freaking out.
You freak out.
Yeah. I'm like, what could this possibly be? I go, am I going to stumble downstairs and she has a pregnancy test down there or something? I don't know what I was thinking it could be. So she finally says,
You just revealed something to us, whether you realize it or not.
What?
You guys are doing it again.
No, that's why I made me double think because it couldn't be possible.
Well, not with you, maybe.
She couldn't be pregnant again.
Okay.
So I go down there. There's a snake downstairs. First time I've had a snake inside the house.
Oh, that's fun. I've had that 3 or 4 times.
And so the thing was tiny. It was a little baby. And so we took a picture of it. I put it on Facebook. We thought it was a garter snake. And that turned out everybody else said it was a garter snake. But I am not – I've held snakes before, like, little boas or whatever at a zoo, at that zoo we went to in Mexico. I held one, and I've had family members that – that for some reason that didn't bother me, but when you have to like corral,
right? It's tough.
And no, those little things move.
It's hard to do. They're very fast.
Pretty, yeah.
And he wasn't moving that fast. I'm assuming he might have been, lethargic from lack of food or whatever. And
or hibernation too, maybe.
Yeah, everybody's saying now that it's getting hotter. Coming out of wherever they were hiding during the cold. So
did you kill it?
No, I can't. I can't.
What did you do with it?
I scooped them up in a dustpan. Put him in a box and took him out in our garden in the backyard and just let him go.
Saved his life.
I can barely kill a fly. Yeah.
How do you feel about like a mouse stuck in a glue trap or something?
Oh,
that bother you?
Yeah, no, I would definitely release a mouse too. I don't think I could.
You would?
Yeah.
Well, not from a glue trap because
well,
you can't.
Yeah,
get
I would
off.
Never.
It'll
yeah,
pull their legs off.
I would never.
Yeah. You rip them apart and then you're really cruel.
Fortunately, I've never lived in a place that has had a
mouse. Yeah, see, I don't. There are people. There are animal people. There are people that think if you kill a mouse or something, like a mouse trap is cruel. I think there are certain things on this earth. I don't think of them as. Look, if somebody thinks that a mouse struggling in a trap is horrible, then do you feel as horrible about somebody swatting a fly and it falls to the ground? And I've seen them still kind of kicking little flies with wings trying to flap. Is that as horrible to you? I mean, what's the difference?
Right. Yeah. I don't have the that's why I can never be a hunter. I don't have the intestinal fortitude to
I sort of think any animal that can relate to people and show you some sign that they connect with you, okay, like a monkey, a dog, a cat, there's a little connection. Even cats, as aloof as they are, they still know, they're your pet. But nobody has ever had a spider that, come here, boy, I mean, it's a spider. So kill it.
I do. Yes, I have killed spiders in the past just because they freak me out too, and that's something I don't. You don't want to try to corral them and.
But see,
them
these
get
people
loose.
Have to decide where do you draw the line?
Right, exactly.
A rat, a mouse, a cockroach. Where do you? What is it that causes you to go? Okay, this is okay, but leave this one alone.
Right.
How do you do
an
that?
Ant or something. I was happy to kill ants when they got
or
in
an
our
uncle,
apartment before.
Or an uncle, if it's
before.
A really mean uncle, or if he's a pedophile or something. They could kill him.
But a lot of people said, too, that garter snakes are good to keep around because they will keep away rodents or bugs,
and
too.
And big black snakes, especially big black snakes. You ever see a big black snake?
I have not.
You will eventually, probably. Plenty of them around here. Anything else?
Nope, that was all I had.
Dan, anything?
No, nothing.
Perk segment's closed. We have Mr. Londoff on the phone. I don't know if he's ever caught a snake in his house or not. Did you ever catch a snake in your house?
Hello?
Hi, John.
John, I guess he walked
Hello?
Away from...
Frank?
Yeah, we're here, John. We're
here. Oh, hi, Frank. Hi, Ian. How you doing?
Good.
How'd you talk to Dan?
Yeah.
You know how exciting that was.
Have you ever caught a snake in your house before?
He cut you bad.
Yeah. Have I ever caught a what? A cold?
A snake.
A snake.
A snake.
In your house
my
before.
House?
Yes. Have you ever... Has a snake ever entered your premises?
No.
How about a mouse?
One time we were out running, and of course, Mimi's always out ahead of me running, and I saw her jump in the air, and she came sprinting back to me that there was a snake that was crawling, on the road and whatnot, and on the sidewalk we were running. I thought she was going to have a little heart attack, but,
This is why the woman should run in front of the man. It's kind of like the person goes out to detect landmines.
Yeah.
You have your wife in front of you. If there's anything horrible there, she can warn you.
Yeah.
That's nice. I'm sure, because she's listening. I'm sure she's going to think, oh, great, Frank, professes to really like me. I mean,
like her. I don't want to run in front of me, just you.
Do what you want to the girl, but leave me alone.
That's right, Mike.
That's great. Well, hey, I want you to say hello to Annette Lomax. Annette, say hi to the AM and the PM crowd.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Annette. Hello, anyone? Is that what you said?
No, hello, everyone.
Everyone. Annette, how are you? I'm assuming
Annette,
you have a really cute voice.
Annette's husband, Jim Lomax, is the co-owner of Window World.
Oh, my goodness. Jim, is Jim in there?
No, Jim is not in here. Annette is in buying a new Suburban from us in 2015.
Yeah. Way to go, Annette.
You know, I mean, we had all of our windows and siding redone right about a year ago. So Jim promised me, he goes, hey, we're going to buy a Suburban first of the year. And true to the word, and they're here, and Annette is going to love this new 2015 Chevy Suburban.
Which, well, people will know.
Hotter than a firecracker. You can hardly get these things.
People will know Annette on the road because in a short time, she'll be the only person driving a Suburban with Window World windows. They'll knock the windows out of the Suburban and put Window World windows.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be odd looking, but that's how you know who she is. So what color is it?
Black.
Oh, yeah. You got to tint the windows. Then you'll look like a Secret Service.
Ooh, yeah.
Black Suburban with tinted windows. You got to do that.
Cool stuff. We're excited. So much fun. And you know what? The business is great. The Chevys are flying out here. Actually, sold two Corvettes today.
Ooh, that's well. You know what's Corvette weather? This is Corvette weather.
Gorgeous weather, crazy gorgeous weather. It's Suburban weather, isn't it, Annette?
Oh, definitely Suburban.
Hey, Annette, I have a recommendation. Don't do what I did. One time I had a black Suburban, and I had the windows tinted, and I had police lights in the dash, and I got in some big trouble. So, whoops. Don't do that.
Yeah. Yes, I remember one time we were pulling into the garage, and you happened to be behind me, and then all of a sudden I see flashing lights behind me, thinking somebody's pulling me over in the parking garage.
Yeah, when you do that, you have to limit it to a garage where no cops are or places where you're pretty sure no cop will see it, and that worked out fine until one weekend, and then it didn't work out so well.
Well, that was down and around the
Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah.
I remember just, that story.
I just crossed the dam going into the strip at the lake, and that was an awkward
evening. Decided to turn them on.
Yep. Decided to turn them on. I'll show those teenagers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Standing in the middle of the road.
Get out of the way. Whoops.
Yep. So don't do that. Okay, Annette. Anita, is it Anita or Annette? Forgot.
Annette.
Don't do that, okay?
I will take that advice. Thank you.
Okay.
Did you not clean your ears out this morning?
What?
Huh?
Oh, that's good, Dan. That was good.
You know, Q-tip goes a long way sometimes.
Well, thank you for the business, Annette. They appreciate it. We appreciate it. And enjoy that Suburban. That's a great vehicle. There's nothing you can't do with that vehicle. It'll pull anything, haul anything, and it's real comfortable. But you already know that. You bought one.
Yes. I'm super excited. I wouldn't buy a vehicle from anyone else in Mr. Londo.
Listen to that.
Hey, John, the so-called experts say that you're not supposed to use Q-tips anymore.
That's true.
Dan, I was just trying to be funny, Dan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
You wouldn't be being serious.
Really, Dan.
Okay. Like a lot of the time, Dan, he was trying.
Sometimes, Dan, you start to get on my nerves a little bit, okay? I mean, I like you a lot, but,
Oh, man.
Don't push me too far, Dan.
Okay.
Let's talk about probably about 25-plus vehicles, probably closer to 30-plus vehicles that Window World has bought from Johnny Londo Chalet throughout the years.
Wow.
And their general manager, Ken Webb, is married to a Keneally. It's married Kate Keneally Webb, is Mimi's niece. So we were actually at a Thanksgiving dinner at our house years ago, and Ken Webb, the general manager, said, you know my boss, Jim Lomax Jr. I'm like, no, your boss? Holy cow, his father worked for us. Jim Lomax Sr. worked for my dad for at least 12 to 14 years. So, small world, man. Great stuff.
Well, and Ken Webb's grandfather, and I think everybody has heard of the World Wide Web.
Oh, yeah.
He created that, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. True story.
Let's talk about that since that was really let's talk about Justin and Donna Johnson.
Let's talk about them, the Johnsons.
AM and the PM. huge AM and the PM fans, and their son, Justin, just bought a Chevy Sonic from Johnny Law Chevrolet and Mike Grokolsky. So another AM and the PM.
Justin Johnson.
Yeah.
And announced him like they would announce the arrival of some royalty. Thank you, Justin.
And I think, Dan, we talked about Gary Tucker, didn't we?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
You know the song, Get Out of the Way, Old Dan Tucker?
Yeah. Well, Gary Tucker also AM and the PM. He bought a vehicle from him, so thank you, Gary
Tucker. Old Dan Tucker, you're too late to get your supper.
Recover here.
No, I never heard that either.
Old Dan Tucker was a heck of a man. Brushed his teeth with a frying pan. Got a toothache in his something something. Died with a toothache in his heel. Get out the way, Old Dan Tucker. You're too late. Get your supper.
Is that from? Is that a song from Humboldt, Tennessee?
Yeah, it's a Tennessee song.
Oh, okay.
You said you can't sing, but you can sing.
No, I can sing hillbilly stuff. That's about it. Old Dan Tucker. I have to look up the lyrics to Old Dan Tucker. I just don't know why. The only reason I thought of it is you mentioned, what was it, Gary Tucker?
Yes, Gary
yeah.
Tucker.
Yeah. Well, thank you to those people. We appreciate it.
And hold on, we had another customer here. Roger Anderson. Roger Anderson, AM and the PM. I think
Roger Anderson.
Yeah.
Thank you, Roger. What did he buy?
He's buying a Chevy Cruze. This is either his second or third purchase from Johnny Bond of Chevrolet because of you, Frank. All because of you. He's just AM and the PM and just really enjoys the time that you and I get to spend together here on the airwaves.
I just noticed some of the lyrics. Combed his hair with a wagon wheel, died with a toothache in his heel.
toothache in his heel.
Those are the words.
I mean, most of the time when I'm talking, you're not even listening.
No.
He's not thinking about song lyrics.
At all. You're thinking about what you're going to say next.
Right. My mind is just somewhere
else. If you want, why don't we just let you do this thing by yourself, okay?
Hey, listen to the audience. Hey, hold on. We can't control the audience reaction.
What now? No, really. You're not listening to me. You never listen to me. But I do listen to you. I listened last night when you played Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jim, I wore a tie today.
Yeah, such a good
song.
I
almost ran off the road. I was laughing. You know how hard it is?
But that's a sad song. It's a sad song. It's a song about a guy who's never worn a tie in his life, and he wears a tie for the first time for his friend's funeral. And he's telling his friend, Jim, I wore a tie today, first one that I ever wore.
That's not funny.
Yeah,
it's not funny.
It's so good.
Well, if it's not funny, how come you were laughing so hard?
They were laughing.
He probably almost fell out of your chair.
Oh, no, they were laughing.
It's one of Ian's. It's nervous laughter.
People are cold, that's all.
It's one of Peon's favorite songs.
I just like the line where it said, I would look like a dummy.
But that's what two friends would say. Two friends would say, one would go, hey, man, what are you wearing, a tie? You look like a dummy. And that's what his buddy would say.
He said he looked like a dummy.
Out of a dry goods store.
Yeah, that's a great song. I went from tearing up to almost running off the road. I was laughing so hard. But you know what? It is a beautiful day here at Johnny Law & Duff Chevrolet, and we have some great customers, Annette Lomax and many, many more, and the AM and the PM crowd, you know, we love them. We absolutely love them, and I think they really enjoy their experience here, and we kind of get the same theme, and if it's the first vehicle they've ever bought from us, they will say it's the best experience they've ever had buying a car. You know, there are some people, a lot of people that don't like this whole deal of transaction and negotiating. But with today, with the internet and at LawnDuff.com, so much of the work can be done online. You know, Roger Anderson, he emailed me, and we did some stuff back and forth, and comes in, picks the vehicle out, and coming back here in just a little bit and taking delivery. So, you know, LawnDuff.com is where you can get so much of the information you need to have a great, great, great over-the-top experience here buying a new car, new truck, or a pre-owned vehicle from Johnny Londoff.
Annette, it was a pleasure meeting you. Enjoy the Suburban.
Thank you very much. I will.
I like her voice. Yeah. She's got a nice little voice. She does.
Okay, we got to get back to work here.
Let me hear Annette say this. Annette, say, hey, John, what's your phone number?
Hey, John, what's your phone number?
Yeah, what is it?
What, Annette?
Hey, John, what's your phone number?
Oh, my phone number here at Johnny Long Duff Chevrolet in beautiful Forest, Missouri, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. LONDOFF. And if you want to email me, lawnduffjr@lawnduff.com.
All right, Nat, thanks again. John, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, can't wait.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know what? What puzzles me is if that one word were not in that song, Jim, I Wore a Tie Today, I'm wondering, would you still think that song's funny? Because think about it. Jim, I Wore a Tie Today. First one that I ever wore. And you'd have said that I look silly.
Foolish.
And you'd probably said a lot more. Now, is the song funny now?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
it's
because
a little hokey.
You're not used to a song starting, Jim, I Wore a Tie Today.
Yes.
Maybe that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
What if the song was started like, for the first time in my life, I wore a tie today. I wore a tie to my best friend's funeral because he was on his way to heaven and some great new things. And then it wouldn't be funny then, would it?
No. Not that.
See, it's written wrong. Now we figured it out.
Jim,
they just wrote it wrong.
I crap my pants today.
All right, I will admit, Jim, I wore it. That's an odd start to a song. I'll give you that. We're coming back, and we'll argue some more and disagree about everything. And we'll have some more facts on this big fight coming up. And then some other stuff. We'll tell you how much meat you as an average American eat in the course of your life and how that equates to number of animals that you eat. Yeah, and a lot of good stuff like that. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
All right, we are checking traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
I still got old Dan Tucker rolling around in my head.
Oh.
That was from Opie saying that on an Andy Griffith episode when the Darlings. Yeah, when the Darlings came. And the Darlings were picking in the living room of the Taylor house, and
picking
then they
and
go,
grinding.
Opie, you sing. And Opie sang old Dan Tucker.
See, it is a song.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm pulling up the lyrics. Well,
here you go. Yeah, now, I got them here. Now, old Dan Tucker was a fine old man, washed his face in a frying pan,
yep.
Combed his hair with a wagon wheel,
died with a toothache
in his heel.
I told you.
And then the second, you got the one about get out the way, old Dan Tucker, you're too late to get your supper. And then you got now old Dan Tucker come to town, riding a billy goat, leading the hound. The hound dog barking, the billy goat jumped. And landed on old on a stump.
Yep. Get out the way, old Dan Tucker, you're too late. Old Dan Tucker got drunk and fell in the fire. It kicked up holy hell. A red hot coal got in his shoe, and oh my lord, the ashes flew. Get out the way, old Dan Tucker, you're too late, get through summer.
Wow.
Damn you, Frank. Now that's going to be in my head through the whole flight.
Well, I hope so. I hope so.
So it's probably on YouTube somewhere with the Darlings doing it and Opie.
I'll check it. I'll find that.
Well, get this. It's the lyrics I pull up says Old Dan Tucker, song by Bruce Springsteen.
Yes. No, I have it in front of me, and that's right. Bruce Springsteen. Now, that can't be the same guy. Because this was around long before Springsteen was around.
Well, look
but
at
that. Is funny. I wouldn't have noticed that until you just said it. I'm not as good as there it is. Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah,
I'm going to see if I can find the Darlings in here.
Ooh. Okay. Hey, this traffic report is brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. They introduced the Speed Perks Rewards Program. Spend $100 and get $20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense. Well, they've cleared a couple of accidents while Johnny was on here. The first one was on Hanley at 64, and things have thinned out there, but you're still jammed up. They've cleared a crash that was blocking a couple lanes on eastbound 270 past Lindbergh. Traffic is jammed solid from 370 all the way around through New Florist, and that's also causing northbound 170 heavy from Airport Road up through Highway 270. Northbound 55, you're running a little heavy from south of Park to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 40 is heavy at Union Station. And southbound 55, you've got some slowdowns now from Arsenal through Potomac. And this traffic report also brought to you by Choice Hotels. You get free hot breakfast and free internet. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Bob Ramsey, the voice of St. Louis FC. Join us Saturday for St. Louis FC versus Tulsa on KTRS. Pre-match begins at 7 with a 7:30 kick time live from Soccer Park on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you tired of that old ratty carpet and you're thinking about doing something new? And maybe you're thinking hardwood floors. Well, if you are, then you need to think about Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, because Boardwalk Hardwood Floors has factory direct pricing. You don't have to pay for their national advertising, and you don't have to pay for their hundreds of warehouses all around the country. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors has three locations here in St. Louis, Crestwood, Manchester, and St. Peter's. And it's factory direct pricing, which means you get a better price on your brand new hardwood floors. Not to mention, they have a wide variety of hardwood floors. And if you currently have hardwood floors and you want them refinished, well, Boardwalk Hardwood Floors will teach you how to refinish them yourself. They'll find somebody for you, or they'll teach you how to install your current hardwood floors. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, DIY classes, tool rentals, and, of course, hardwood floors. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, 314-730-3100 or boardwalkhardwood.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-600-0476. That's 1-800-600-0476. 1-800-600-0476. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Our family had a savings account until our furnace died.
We had a vacation fund before our refrigerator had a meltdown.
My family has no emergency fund, and our water heater just quit.
The truth is, it can only take one home appliance or system repair to bust your budget. But if you buy a home warranty from American Home Shield, they help pay your covered repairs for you. For a free quote, call 1-800-900-9517. Why pour money into repairs when American Home Shield will help pay covered repairs for you? Your furnace, plumbing, oven, refrigerator, air conditioner, and more. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade call. Some exclusions and limitations apply. Why would you ever pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs when you can let American Home Shield help pay covered repairs for you? If you'd rather keep more of your savings, call for a free quote, including terms, rates, and coverage. 1-800-900-9517. That's 1-800-900-9517.
You have to get your grass ready for spring, right? That's where DynaGreen comes in. Check your local lawn and garden dealer and get the Crabgrass Preventer. Controls crabgrass, annual grasses, and broadleaf weeds for up to 5 months and rapidly thickens your lawn. How would you like to have the best lawn on the block? DynaGreen and DynaGreenInfo.com. Designed for the region, designed for the climate, designed for you, the homeowner. Ask your local lawn and garden dealer, DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com.
Available at Ann's Garden and Greenhouse.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Time to get your next vehicle. Time to get that great low rate at American Eagle Credit Union. 100% financing up to 84 months at 1.99 APR. How do you get it? First, you become a member of American Eagle Credit Union. Visit one of their branches or online at ameaglecu.org. Get that great low rate for that new car. ameaglecu.org.
Low rates based on underwriting criteria. 1.99% APR reflects the best rate for new autos in terms of the 36 months. Terms of the 84 months are available based on amount financed. See price for current rates and terms.
If you'd like to see more clearly without contacts or glasses, but you don't think there's a LASIK procedure that can help you, the first thing you need to see clearly is the truth. Because LASIK procedures are now available for more vision problems than ever. Nearsightedness, farsightedness, even astigmatism. Get all the eye-opening facts now from LASIK.com and see how we can offer a solution that's right for you. We can even offer a solution that's right for your wallet, too, including $400 off the LASIK procedure that's right for you. Individual results may vary. So call now, 1-800-600-8239. LASIK.com provides answers to commonly asked questions, brings you up to speed on the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and gives you access to America's leading LASIK providers. So if you want to see more clearly without glasses, get the facts about the LASIK solution that's right for you, and find out how to get $400 off, that's $200 per eye, at LASIK.com, call now, 1-800-600-8239. That's 1-800-600-8239.
Want your home to make a statement? Update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. Their certified lighting specialists are trained to work with you, your builder, or your designer, so you can discover the perfect lighting for your space. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. And right now, save on LED bulbs with Metro Lighting and Ameren's Act on Energy program. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Do you remember a time when there was a market on every corner? Those days are long gone, but some of those family markets still exist, like Menino's Market in Cottleville. It's on the corner of Highway N and Highway N, catty corner to St. Joseph's Catholic Church. You want fresh produce. You want catering. You want fresh, warm French bread every single day? Menino's Market. Check it out. And don't forget about their holiday pies. Menino's Market for everything in Cottleville. On the corner of Highway N and Highway N, Menino's Market.
Pennzoil Synthetics takes synthetic motor oil performance to a whole new level. Make the switch to Pennzoil Pure Plus Synthetics today.
43 years ago, next month, I walked into Ballas Dental Care for the first time as a first-time patient. And 43 years later, that's where, you know what, 42, because it was 73, 42. It'll be 42. I start the 43rd year next month. So 42 years ago, I walk in. I didn't know anybody there. I knew the dentist's name, because at the time there was one dentist. I knew that because the person I asked about, hey, where can I go to a great dentist? She said, oh, go see Dr. Watanabe. And so we where it was, and I called and I made an appointment, and I went in, and here I am, 42 years later, still going there. Still don't want to go anywhere else, and I don't think you will either. To the guy who called, was it yesterday or the day before, called just out of the blue and just said, by the way, I just want to tell you, his dentist retired, I think he said.
Yeah.
And he didn't know where to go. He said he's been hearing about Ballas Dental Care. So he went. He said every single thing that I've been telling people about it is true. So there you go. From a third party. And you'll say the same thing. It is a terrific